Welcome to your 5 for today. It's really annoying when someone comes behind you and tries to trip you up, especially when they do it again and again. Jesus taught that we shouldn't behave like this. No doubt this applies literally, but it also establishes a principle which, if followed, would make for far more harmonious relationships in the workplace, the home, and in the classroom or playground. We ought to be careful that we don't do something that would cause someone else to fall or to do wrong. This is especially the case for those that are younger or less able. Jesus also taught that if we find ourselves on the receiving end of such behaviour, that we can point it out to them and ask them to stop. If they're sorry, we're to forgive them. The example of Zacchaeus shows us that where harm has been done, if possible, it ought to be made good and appropriate compensation ought to be added. Zacchaeus returned 4 times as much money as he had wrongly taken. One day, Peter asked Jesus, "How many times do I have to forgive someone if they keep doing things wrong to me and keep saying that they are sorry? Is 7 times enough? Can I stop then?" In answer to this, Jesus said, "Not 7 times, but 70 times 7. The point is that we shouldn't keep a tally chart of wrongs against us with a view to later avenging someone that we have forgiven. To illustrate the measure of patience involved in true forgiveness, Jesus told the story of a man who owed 10,000 talents. It's difficult to establish exactly what this equates to today, but even older money charts indicate that the modern-day equivalent would be in the millions of pounds. This was far more than the man could afford or borrow. Consequently, he and his family would be bound to a lifetime of servitude. Realizing this, the man fell at the feet of his creditor and begged for patience until it could all be paid. Seeing that the man was in an impossible position, the Lord had pity on him, both freeing him and forgiving the debt. A short while later, the forgiven man was seen with his hands around the throat of someone who owed him 100 pence, about 4 months' wages. This was a fraction of what he himself had owed, and here he was demanding instant payment with threats. In a rerun of the events which had recently taken place, this debtor now fell at the feet of the hypocritical man and begged his patience, all to no avail, for he was thrown into prison. Witnessing these shocking events, others reported this matter to the forgiving Lord, who was very angry. When patience had been asked for a great debt, it had been cancelled altogether, and now this wicked man would have no pity on another for a comparatively measly sum. Now it was he who would face the just reward for his actions. Our wrong brings us into a debt with God that we cannot pay. God isn't hasty to punish. He's slow to anger and has great mercy. But whilst he is long-suffering, neither is his patience indefinite. With true regret, we are to turn from our sin and cast ourselves on his pity. In turn, God offers to us complete forgiveness. Our sins will never be brought to his remembrance. The Lord Jesus Christ himself absorbed the cost due to us when, having patiently suffered the most awful physical and mental torture, he died on the cross. God's long-suffering is perfectly exhibited in the prayer of the Lord Jesus when on the cross he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Those who have received God's forgiveness ought to be patient with one another. As we remember the massive debt from which we have been released, we too can surely forgive one another in those comparatively smaller matters without keeping a record of wrongs. Thank you for listening.